We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Food prices will rise, the UN warns, after Ukraine dam burst. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. Will Bain with you again today. Great to have your company with us. The Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine held an estimated 18 cubic kilometres of water. Much of it now is flooding thousands of acres of land, forcing people from their homes and destroying their livelihoods. The Ukrainian government estimates an area the size of almost 2,000 football fields is currently underwater. Much of it, some of the most fertile agricultural land on the planet. The UN's aid chief, Martin Griffiths, is warning it will have a huge impact on global food security and prices.
It is almost inevitable that we're going to see huge, huge problems in harvesting and in sowing for the next harvest. So that what we're going to see almost inevitably, but still not clearly calculated, is a huge impact on global food security. That's what's going to happen.
The Ukrainian Minister for Agrarian Policy, Taras Vyzotsky, says the main crops affected will be soybeans, corn, sunflowers and wheat.
The immediate impact will be a decrease of food production in Ukraine. Also, we have to remember that around 500,000 hectares of land were irrigated from the water resources of this reservoir, which is not going to be available due to this damage.
Ukraine's agricultural minister, Taras Vyzotsky, there. Well, let's check in on the numbers this morning. Yeah, lots of economic data about today. China's decision to cut a short-term borrowing rate to try and boost its stuttering post-pandemic recovery saw a number of sectors rise. Precious metals used in things like electric vehicles, one of those that were on the up. Markets in Hong Kong and Shanghai also up about 0.5%. Elsewhere, UK wages have risen at their fastest rate in 20 years. That's excluding the pandemic, raising expectations the UK interest rates will have to rise. Bank of England warning big pay rises are contributing to UK's still high inflation rates as it looks at its borrowing rate next week. Nearly half of all the soccer teams in the English Premier League are now owned by Americans. One of them, Manchester United, under the Glazer family, is up for sale again, with news due on who the preferred bidder will be, well, any time now. So, why the interest for US investors? The BBC's Ollie Dalbert-Hansen has been hearing from one.
Kaz Investments' $5 billion assets include stakes in NBA franchises all the way to Major League Soccer. They're also big backers of Liverpool Soccer Club in the English Premier League. I've been speaking to Christopher Zook, its founder and chairman, and he told me sport is crucial to his company's portfolio.
It is a legalized monopoly. There's very, very few competitors for those viewers, which obviously is exactly what the advertisers really want. And I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing such a big push by the business community into professional sports ownership. The person that controls the eyeballs is going to be able to set the price.
One of sport's biggest brands is England's Manchester United. It's up for sale and could go for a world record fee. And Mr. Zook explained to me how important these loyal fans will be in extracting more value out of the club.
With new ownership and hopefully a better relationship between the fan base and the ownership group, getting more fans to watch and be more active in their involvement, that allows for the monetization on the media side to be even greater.
On the other end of the scale is Wrexham AFC, the Welsh soccer team taken over by actor Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney. A fascinating new sports model, according to Christopher, and something they're now looking to replicate.
You know, in stocks, you have the large cap stocks, you have the middle market stocks, and you have the small caps. Well, in the small caps, you have more risk, but you have hopefully more return. If you can take a fifth tier team and all of a sudden get it to the third or the second, or, you know, obviously all the way to the top, you know, it's not just a few multiples on your money. It could literally change the entire return profile for the entire portfolio.
And I couldn't let him go before speaking to him about the impact of having Lionel Messi, who's arguably the best soccer player of all time, join Inter Miami in the MLS.
Perhaps for the first time, that Major League Soccer is going to really be able to raise its profile with fans in the U.S. and also around the world. And that comes from putting quality content and obviously excellent athletes on the playing surface. And it gives the ability to see how you can get that kind of exponential return. So it's fascinating, but it is something that really is game-changing, I think, for Major League Soccer in the United States.
The impact will be evident early next season in the MLS as Lionel Messi is taken on a tour of the USA, controlling all those eyeballs. In Manchester, I'm the BBC's Ollie Dalbert-Hanson for Marketplace.
Exciting news for soccer fans. Exciting news this morning if you're a music fan, or certainly a fan of the original Fab Four, because the Beatles frontman Paul McCartney has told the BBC they're going to release, well, not so much new music, more a dusted off demo. McCartney says artificial intelligence has been used to help create what he calls the final Beatles record. Experts believe the recording is likely to be a song recorded by John Lennon shortly before his death called Now and Then. So Paul explained how Lennon's voice was extracted.
They tell the machine, that's a voice, this is a guitar, lose the guitar. So when we came to make what will be the last Beatles record, it was a demo that John had and that we worked on, and we've just finished it up. It'll be released this year. We were able to take John's voice and get it pure through this AI.
If you're as excited as our production team, Matthew and James, then you can tweet me your thoughts. WillBain31, I am on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.